I'm Joel Rose in New York, where Irene toppled trees and sent seawater spilling into the streets. But the flooding was not as bad as initially feared. At high tide this morning, the Hudson River lapped up above its seawall in several places, including Battery Park City, but the water stopped several feet short of street level. And that left local residents feeling pretty lucky.
We didn't lose power. Everything's great. Had the windows taped up. We were all prepared. Didn't need to do any of it.
Bettina Gordon lives in Battery Park City. She's one of the 370,000 New Yorkers who were ordered to evacuate homes in low-lying areas, though Gordon decided to stay put.
It never got really windy, so, you know, in the end, it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be, which I guess is a good thing.
Lower Manhattan didn't escape totally unscathed. Maintenance man Dave Finnegan is sweeping water out to a storm drain in the middle of Wall Street, across the street from the East River.
We're pumping the water out of our basement, get it out to the sewer system so it doesn't get back into the electrical pits.
How much water did you take?
We had enough. We had a good foot of water in the basement. Yeah, good foot.
Is that normal for a big storm?
No. We get heavy rains, we get a little bit, but nothing like this.
But at the other end of Wall Street, the New York Stock Exchange was high and dry and poised to reopen Monday morning. Overall, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says it could have been much worse.
I got up at 3 in the morning to look out the window, and then I got up at 6 and I looked out the window. And I guess I had some relief because it looked to me like we were being spared the worst.
Still, flooding was reported in all 5 boroughs, especially near the beaches in Queens and Brooklyn. Hundreds of rain-soaked trees tipped over in parks and streets all over town. The main bridges and tunnels into the city never closed, but mass transit is still shut down. Officials at the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which operates several commuter railroads, as well as New York City's subways and buses, could not say when service would resume. Mayor Bloomberg cautioned New Yorkers to prepare for a difficult commute on Monday morning.
It's going to be tough.
Parts of the New York State Thruway remained closed because of flooding in the Hudson Valley. There may be a difficult cleanup ahead in other parts of the state, too, especially the beaches of Long Island. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.